So, whether you believe it or not, scripture actually says, calls us to love ourselves. And so, looking in, I want to say two scripture or key references, Exodus 20, Matthew 22. These are ones that are going to be key scriptures that we're going to touch on, but these are also related towards the commandments or the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20. And this actually kind of it both have a unique comparison. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show my screen because I want you to really see this. And I'm just going to kind of go through these briefly because also these are going to be references. If you really want to get further deep into it, you can. But I just want to show you something. That way we can really get into what we're discussing. So let me show you this. Okay, there we go. So in Exodus 20, this is the Ten Commandments, the original Ten Commandments. And when we really look at it, if you never heard of the Ten Commandments, these are basically the commandments of God, and these were for the children of Israel. And this was also commandments that were given to the children of Israel after God basically delivered them from the hands of the Egyptians, because the Egyptians was about to just do them in, but God saved them. He delivered them. And so these commandments were basically for the children of Israel in order for them to show love to God, because when you are obedient, then that also demonstrates your love for God. And so we look at verses 3 in it, or actually in verses 1, where it says God spoke all of these words. And then in verses 2, it starts with the first commandment: I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of slavery. So actually the first one is, you shall have no other gods before me. Second one, do not make a carved image, basically anything that is resembling God, because you won't really do a great job at it. Now, I know you may say, hey, I know some good artists. Yes, but just save it. Don't even try to do that, okay? Go down to verse 5. It says, do not bow down or serve anything that was created. From verse 4, you shall not bow down or serve them, because God is jealous. He does not want you to be bowing down, like how some people, when you see a person, you bow down. If you've ever done that, hey, you gotta repent. You gotta say, Lord, forgive me, because that is an act of idolizing a person. Whenever you bow down, get on your knees, or you are bending over towards someone saying, hey, your majesty, or you master, like that is a sign of letting a person know, like, you have dominion over that person. Whether you say it or not, you may say, well, I didn't think of it that way. You don't have to think of it that way. That's what it is. And going down to verses 7, do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Okay. So those are four scriptures. I want you to keep that in mind, the first four. The next, as well as verses 8, which is to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Okay. And then we're going to go down to verses 12. So this is honoring your mother and father. Okay, so that's 5. Hold on. Yeah, 5, I want to say. you should not murder, that's 6. Commit adultery, that's 7. Do not steal, that's 8. You should not bear false witness against your neighbor, that's 9. You shall not covet your neighbor's house, wife, and etc., that's 10. Okay, so the first four are going to be the relating towards God, okay, and then the last 6 are related towards people. So people that you and I, we see. So this could be anybody, as it said in verses 5. It could be your mother or father. Then the other ones relate to your neighbor, but these are essentially going to be related to your neighbor, okay? So let's skip over to, let's see. So we're going to skip over, and this is Matthew 22. Now, like I said earlier, this is going to be related to what we're going to be talking about, but I like to start with scripture so that we can really have a good reference point and that you can understand where I'm coming from, that I'm not just saying something because it sounds good, but no, this is actually evidential or evidence that we can work with. So when we look in verses, so this is Matthew 22, okay? And I know I'm going pretty fast, but like I said, these are good just references. So if you really want to go deep into them, you have Exodus 20, and then you have Matthew 22. And so in Matthew 22, let me make sure I get the right one. So we're looking in verses 34, but we're going to skip down. But this is pretty much when the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they just didn't like Jesus because they felt that that he was being somebody, and they pretty much read about him, but they didn't believe that he was who they read about. And so you have Jesus here who has to just deal with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, people who just, again, think they know it all, but they really don't. So skipping down to verse 37, this says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Some translations, they may add a fourth one in there. But since this is the ESV, it's typically three, heart, soul, and mind. And then this says in verse 38, this is the first commandment. And then it says the second one is like this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Okay. So the reason why I went through that, and again, when we look in Exodus, first four, just like verses 37 mentioned, relate towards God. Okay. And then the last six relate towards your neighbor. But one thing that if you've ever read that many people will overlook is verse 39 is a second one is like this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And this is where it gets very interesting because, you know, even myself in the past have read over this and it's like, okay, love your neighbor as yourself. But do you ever really think about what does it mean to love myself? Like, how do I really achieve that? Well, we know that you love yourself when you are, you know, following the commandments, you know, you're honoring your mother and your father. That's the way that you are loving yourself. When you are not only following the commandments, but you're also thinking about, okay, how would this affect this person if I am thinking about their well-being, okay? As well as myself, like, what do I really do to make sure I'm taking care of myself? Because a lot of times, if you find yourself not really being, you know, giving, you find yourself not really wanting to develop a lot of relationships, or even, you know, you try to take the least or the path of least resistance, or even the path that would require you to even give, you know, something in a relationship or even a friendship. You just say, I really don't want to deal with that. And if you think about how that can really have an effect on you, it can have a great effect on you because there are a lot of relationships that could have been wonderful. A lot of things could have blossomed from that. You could have grown tremendously, but no one ever knows if you continue to choose that path. And to love yourself kind of goes in so many directions. It comes with being aware, number one, of what you're doing, because again, a lot of people can do things for different reasons. People can just get so consumed with materialistic things. I've seen that myself in different people. And to be honest, material things, I mean, just like you can throw it away or burn it up, it has not really much use. But relationships, something about that when you are talking with someone or when you are invested in someone else's life, as well as when you are taking care of yourself. And you may ask, you know, how do I really do that? Because yeah, I do have relationships, but why do I feel empty? It could be because you're not really investing in yourself. Because on the other hand, you could have a person who is giving, investing so much into other people or other endeavors, and you haven't really taken care of yourself, okay? And it could be the same like your health. If you're not really taking care of your health, but you are taking care of the health of others, how can you really continue to give? How can you really continue to, you know, ensure that other people are in their best life when, or I should say in their best health when you're not really taking care of yourself? So I say all that to say that there are some ways that we can really, number one, discover and really look more into, okay, some areas that we can really take care of ourselves, as well as how we can take care of ourselves. And so, you know, one of the ways that I would say is, you know, being self-aware. And it's hard to really do anything if you are not aware of the issue. And so, you know, even for me, I had to take some time to realize, like, what am I really doing for myself to make sure that I am in a good place at all times? Because again, when you have to give and you have to share a lot with people, you know, sometimes that can be taxing. You know, even if you say, you know, I'm just a outgoing person, that's not an issue. At some point, it's going to be taxing. I mean, anything that you do is going to require some energy, or even it's just going to require an investment. Now, whether it's money or whether it's time spent, it's still going to be an investment. But the question is, what are you going to do for yourself? And I can go down a list of things that you may say, well, I really don't know what else, you know, I can think of when it comes to loving myself. Well, some obvious categories, like I said, being aware of the issue. But you could start with, number one, am I really taking care of my body nutritionally? Am I getting the nutrients that I need? Do I really know what nutrients I need? Am I at risk based on family history? You know, was something passed down from a relative that may have skipped my mom and dad, my siblings, but I inherited that gene? Or is there, you know, any type of disease that I may not know about, contracted it when I was a little child? Are there things that I really don't know about my health? Do I really get checkups? And that's important that you do get checkups, exams, because while some people may say, well, I just don't want to go to the doctor, I really don't want to get any bad news. Trust me, if you get bad news, if you haven't been to the doctor in a while, you could have prevented it by going. And so not going because you don't want to hear the worst, or you are pretty much assuming that that is what you're going to hear. That's never good either way, because you could have prevented something from really getting worse. So those are some questions I would ask to really start thinking about, okay, you know, maybe I could do better nutritional wise. And also, how do I do better? Well, you know, usually I often say, you know, it's important to really focus on what your diet is, you know, or your nutrition, in terms of, am I getting a lot of whole foods? And usually if it's no, then it's like, okay, what are you going to do to change that? Kind of slightly switching gears from nutrition. Another question is, you know, what am I doing health-wise? Not nutrition-wise, but what am I doing to take care of my body physically? And I know, also know many times people do not want to exercise. I get it. It can feel like work. And when you haven't done it in a while, or, you know, you have never done it, it is work. Okay. You will look at it like work, because you start to sweat, or you start to, your heart rate starts to increase, and you have to do like different routines, and you just feel like your body is about to give out, and you're like, I can't do this. I'm about to pass out. Not really. What is happening is that your body has just not gotten accustomed to that level of activity. But just like, you know, you may get accustomed to doing whatever you like to do, you know, whether it's watching TV, whether it's spending, you know, money on just shopping, just like you get accustomed to doing that, you just have to get accustomed to putting in some work. But once you do that, this is really going to make a transformation on your body, on your body inside and out. Okay. So think about that. And what am I doing to really take care of myself, as well as lifestyle? Like, what do I really do to just make sure that I am in a good headspace? An example of that, like, is do I ever just take a walk in the park, you know, just enjoying nature? Do I ever, you know, really just spend time away from work? Or sometimes people may say, I just spend time on social media. And if that works for you, it does. But aside from the technology, what is something that is going to help you say, you know what, I took care of myself. Like it was very wholesome and I felt good about it. I felt like I was able to just really just relax, take a deep breath and not feel stressed or tensed or anxious. And sometimes you have to think about those emotions, like what is going to allow me not only to just get entertainment, because you can get entertainment and you can also get stressed at the same time. It's very possible. So one thing that I really want you to understand is when it comes to loving yourself. Also, another note is, you know, I'm sorry, I still kept sharing this screen. Yes, so that you can see me clearly. One thing that I do want to share with you is, you know, it's okay to take a compliment. And that was something that I had to definitely work on, was being able to say, oh, thank you for the kind words, or your kind words, or thank you for the feedback. And that just being it, sometimes it can be very easy to say, oh, thank you for this. And you feel like you have to give a compliment. If you want to, you can, but I think there's nothing wrong if a person gives a compliment about you and you saying thank you for that. Being able to just leave the conversation, you know, at least from there. Now, if they continue to carry on, if you want to carry on, hey, that's up to you. But at least to where you're saying, hey, I appreciate that feedback. Thank you. Thank you. And it can be hard if you don't do it or things like that, or even someone saying, hey, you did a great job on this. For me, I used to say, hey, glory to God. You know, I appreciate your kind words and I do my best. And that is nothing wrong with saying something simple like that. Now, obviously, if you say, you know, I'm just a man, what you talking about? I do this. I put in work, baby. Yeah, that can come off as cocky. But, you know, when we really think about loving ourselves and really, you know, really receiving some good feedback, you know, from people, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, I appreciate those kind of words, as well as being able to say, you know what are some other things that I can do that I can say, hey, I love myself. Okay. If I do something wrong, I'm not going to say I'm a dummy. I'm kind of beating up on myself for something that I'm expected to make a mistake in. Like we're all expected to make mistakes, but we also learn from them and we don't take it so harsh, or we don't take it so hard. And so if you find yourself being very hard, critical, or even saying, you know what, I'm just different. I just got to push myself, you know, hard. I don't really care about, you know, what other people think. You know, you may not, but you could also think about how has this affected how well I work with other people, as well as how I perceive myself. Okay. Do I have an expectation for other people? And I myself may, you know, have a lower expectation because I really don't care. And that's important that we really think about these questions. So I kind of say all that to say is it's very important to really love yourself. Okay. Even when it comes down to just some simple things. I know, you know, obviously with Valentine's Day, a lot of people feel like, man, I don't know why I'm not in a relationship. Could be because no one likes me, or I'm just, something is wrong with me. Hey, nothing is wrong with you. You are created for a purpose. And, you know, it's important that you start to love yourself before you expect other people to. And not to say that if you don't love yourself, other people won't. But if you don't really have the view of you that God has, or at least understand what God has already said about you, that you have so much greatness in you because you have the Spirit of God, that's number one, already amazing, perfect. And we can do a lot with that. But it's important to not devalue yourself because of what social media says, what someone else says, or even because you feel like, I cannot do the same thing that another person does, or I don't have something that another person has, so I'm not good enough. And that is no different than coveting. You have everything you need. So why are you comparing yourself to other people? You just need to love yourself and appreciate what God has already said about you. Not being cocky, but at least saying, you know what? I am good enough. Okay. I am, you know, God called me for a reason. Okay. He created me for a reason. So why am I allowing all these other factors to dictate me saying, you know what? I really don't love myself. And, you know, if you struggle with that, you know, I do want you to know that there's always help, you know, resources. Number one, you know, number one, it's important to pray. But number two, it's also, you know, important to say, you know what? Hey, I appreciate, Jared, what you said. Can you pray for me in this area? Or additional feedback. Hey, I would be happy to give you that because I think this is an important area, especially when it comes to health. Not something that's always talked about, but it can still affect so much that goes on with you as a whole person. So again, if you found this helpful, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Make sure you do that. Also make sure you follow us for more content. Again, I try to condense this as much because I will say when it gets into a lot of spiritual topics, I could go on for an hour, but I know for the interest of time and because I know I want you to really get some good highlight points, I tried to do my best to condense this. But next time, you may not be that, you may not get off the hook that easily. But at least for this time, I hope you enjoyed it. And I want you to know that, again, when it comes to loving yourself, it is very important that we all do that. You know, of course, loving God first, loving ourselves and our neighbor. And like I said, the scriptures for reference, Exodus 20, Matthew 22. Okay. So again, make sure you follow us at Robot1212. Also, make sure you follow our other pages, Facebook, Twitter, even YouTube, alter.here. Make sure you follow us there. That is where we put more of our spiritual content at. And, you know, that way you can stay up to date with what we are doing on both channels. But make sure you definitely follow us at Robot1212 because it's a lot of content you don't want to miss. And if you do miss out, I'm just going to point you to following us at Robot1212. Okay. So I hope that you enjoy that, family. If you did, make sure you send a comment, feedback, drop some likes. I appreciate that. Some hearts. If you do, hey, means a lot to me. So until next time, I hope that you enjoy your evening.